Well, Figgy, I guess I got to tell Reggie.
Uh-oh.
You were probably, you might have been sedated at the time. So I know you didn't hear this unless it came through the grapevine. But that pillow that I've had for 20 years?
Yeah.
My wife threw it away without telling me.
Good. Good for her. Shout out to Jan.
But
love that for her.
Which stinks, of course.
What, and, the pillow?
No. Well, yeah, yes. Maybe a little bit.
Yes.
I will say, shortly after, like the day or two after, I put something, because she put it in the recycle bin. I put something in the recycle bin. I could smell the pillow.
Oh, God. Lord have mercy.
When I put,
and you're upset that this is going?
Well, the confession is, I have to tell you, because we've talked about my lovely pillow that I'm going to dearly miss. And I had for at least 20 years.
I don't think you are. I think you're going to get a new pillow and realize that you've been sleeping on an old, stinky, ineffective pillow.
The new pillow just didn't quite hit, but that's a separate story. Maybe it'll get there at some point. But here's the other part of this I wanted to share, because most people sided with me on this.
Oh, I doubt it.
Figgy, I think you did, ultimately.
I can't wait to disagree.
She didn't tell me she was going to throw it away. She just said real casually, we were fixing the bed. And she goes, yeah, I threw that other pillow away. And I was just like, what?
All right.
You've got to at least tell me.
Yeah, or at least
you've got to.
I would say at least announce that she's doing that.
Going to throw it away.
Hey, John, I'm throwing this pillow out.
Yeah.
To which we even if she said whether you like it or not, I'm throwing this pillow out.
Right. But that was the biggest mistake. That was what grinded my gears.
This is where y'all being married people. Changes this. Good for her. How many years did you have with that pillow again?
At least 20.
20 years,
I don't
man.
Remember exactly.
How many of those has Jan been in your life?
All 20.
Okay.
Well, some better than others, but yeah.
She let you keep that pillow way longer than you gave up.
But tell me.
Buddy, the tell is that it's been 20 years.
But see, it's at that point, it's deeper than the pillow.
Yeah.
Because now she might feel comfortable to do that all the time. It
Thank
might be
you.
Something else where
right.
If you keep something for 15 years longer than you should, it'll get thrown away without notice.
But see, like I said, it's deeper than the pillow.
It is.
Now you might have something else that's laying around the house that might have been around for maybe 2 years.
I keep an old rod that belonged to a fishing pole that's made that my dad handmade out of a bamboo stick. I keep it in my office. What if she just decides, you know what, that's ugly. I'm going to throw it away.
Does it stink?
No.
just asking questions. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. My only pushback is I feel like I think she still should have thrown it away. Don't get me wrong, but I would have been like, hey, Johnny, just to let you know, I'm throwing this out right now. There ain't nothing you could do about it. I'm over this.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it out.
Yeah.
Nah, justice for Jan. I think she did the right thing. I think, honestly, if I was going to, you know, give her any level of criticism here, is that she waited so long to lay down the law.
Well, she tried a few times.
But she didn't succeed, is my point. Like, that thing shouldn't, we shouldn't be talking about that in the year of our Lord 2025. I don't even know what year it is anymore. Yeah. You got me all riled up. So tonight in the All-Star game, there's going to be a young man named Jacob, what is it, Mizorowski, who is a starting pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, and he has had all of 5 starts in the majors, and he is going to be an all-star.
Yep.
And they have been very, very good starts for the young man. Don't get me wrong.
It was like 100 consistently.
He has been real good. I got to admit, you can't get me. I don't know how good you would have to be in 5 starts in your rookie debut for you to be an all-star in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legitimately. I understand that probably sounds unfair, because if you're playing all-star caliber, then you're playing all-star caliber. But at this point, with only 5 starts, make it to the all-star as a pitcher. That's the thing. Like, pitching is very much a situation where if you were inclined to do all-star snubs searching, pitching is so easy to find so many pitchers that did not make the All-Star game that were capable and have played a large amount of the season. So for baseball to then throw in a dude who, yes, he has been good. I don't want to take that away from him. It's going to be an honor. It is always an honor to be an All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
it feels like you're taking away from the honor of one of these things that is has been losing some of its luster, mm-hmm. which is the MLB All-Star Game. And it feels like you're doing to yourself something that is situation and circumstance has done to your game. You're now compounding it by not giving the adequate respect to the game. And it really hits because baseball is typically the sport that we look at as being yeah. very good at respecting its history and its game.
I agree with you, but I also need to point out that's kind of not the point anymore with the All-Star Game. They want to get young eyes, you know, new phenoms, the buzz, the social media. I totally agree with you, but I totally get why they did this. Keep in mind, Paul Skenes last year was an All-Star. He only had 11 starts. That's not a lot. 11 starts for kind of in the same vein.
Kind of. 11 to 5, that's
but
very...
But 11 is nothing.
Yeah, it's a very big distinction yeah. from 11 to 5.
Though. All I'm saying is that's what they're doing. Paul Skenes last year, you know, Miz this year. They're just trying to get the kind of the buzz going with these guys.
I do. You already started with slippery slope talk, talking about what happens now. She can throw that away. What else can she throw away?
Right.
There is a level of slippery slope talk that we're doing here as well, where we're going like, oh, well, I mean, why not do the buzz? And then how far do you go into the buzz? Are we doing the Mac McClung thing where we're pulling somebody up from the minors in order to play in the All-Star game in order to generate? Like, that is the question that I have.
I think they might as well just do something like, hey, future All-Star.
Well, the future's game, but that's for minor leagues.
Yeah, no, not the future's game, but like yeah. a certain spot, kind of like that Albert Pujols spot they created for the, I guess, future legend or whatever. They yeah. just put them on the team. Mm-hmm. Maybe they should have one for like a young up-and-coming star, mm-hmm. just like that spot, instead of just making them an all-star after five starts.
I like what you're doing here. Commissioner mm-hmm. Figgy. I like what's happening.
Yeah, here. I don't know if that's going to work or not, but.
I do like the 3-4-6 saying. I believe that John was told and he ignored it. That's a possibility.
No,
he might have memory holed it.
I would have remembered that.
I don't know. I feel like he memory holed it. She was like, I'm throwing this away, John. And you were like, all right, whatever. You said that before.
She ain't going to do it. She's been saying that for 20 years. All right, so I ain't tell y'all, or I ain't say it on the air, but last Wednesday I was dog sitting. I was dog sitting Jackson's cousin. His name is Cocaine. So it's a small little white dog named Cocaine.
Oh, so the Clips album got you big, huh? That's what happened. You were like, oh, the Clips album, we got to get Cocaine in
here somewhere. Yeah. So I was dog sitting for a couple of days. I finally took the dog home yesterday. Mm-hmm. But it was a situation happened. I want to say it was Saturday. I think it was Saturday.
Okay.
So a little backstory. I stay next to a field, like a big old open field full of grass. And once in a while, I take Jackson out there, let him run around for like 5 minutes, and then he'd come back in the house type deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I decide, okay, I got Cocaine right here. Let me have both of them go out there and run out there.
Yeah.
Jackson took off like he usually do.
Yeah.
Cocaine took off the opposite way.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, Cocaine. He kept going. So now I'm over here. I'm like, I'm freaking
out.
That's the
worst.
I'm freaking out because, first of all, this is not my dog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to take off for good or
yeah.
is he going to come that's back. True.
Some dogs are just like,
they're
gone.
Runners.
Some dogs are like, I'll be back.
At this point, I'm panicking.
Yeah.
So I call Jack. I'm like, Jackson, playtime over.
Yeah.
Go in the house. I got to go get the other dog. So I'm over here like, Cocaine. Okay.
Well, neighbors think you're the worst drug dealer of all time.
I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? Kane. Man, this dude started playing around to the point I got close to him and he did that little move where he act like he about to come.
Oh, he juked you?
Yeah,
he juked you.
I'm like, come here.
He's breaking ankles out there.
Yeah, I'm scared to say, I'm like, come here. I had to pick him up. I got out your ass back to the couch, man. Had me running all over the place. I'm sitting there like, Cocaine!
Yeah.
Cocaine! I'm like, man, this is the worst name ever.
Some neighborhoods, you would have had like 3 or 4 people say, I got you.
I got just you. Imagine if a cop was riding past.
Yeah.
Cocaine!
No, it's my dog's name. Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to talk to you for a second.
That brother took off. He was like, I'm like, man, is he about to run away?
Yeah.
It blew my whole mood. I'm like, you know what? Jackson, come in the house. It's over. Like,
oh, Jackson didn't get to go out?
Nope.
He ruined everybody.
He was out for about 30 seconds. And I'm like, nope. Everybody in the house now.
Oh, Lord.
Just ruined you and ruined yard time for everybody.
You ruined it for everybody.
All right, I have not seen Superman, nor will I see Superman after I heard a review today.
Oh!
I'm big. You guys know I'm big on reviews. I try to really make sure there's a lot of reviews.
Are you a Superman guy?
Make sure they're bona fide. I would have seen it. I've seen a couple of them in the past.
You're not really a comic movie.
Not really, but you know, it's a blockbuster.
You should get into it, man.
Yeah, I'm not a. But I saw like go back to Michael Keaton and then the what was the other? Anyway,
Dark Knight. Oh, I was going to say the Dean Cain.
No, Dark Knight. But then I was like, eh, maybe I'm going to see this. Maybe see this new Superman movie. But then I heard this review.
What I'm getting into is this stunk. As for someone who's a old time TV show Superman guy trying to get entertained for a couple hours and wants to see Superman, this movie was pure torture to sit through. Torture. I mean, I'll tell you this. If my name was on the credits, I'd hide it. That's how bad it was. This was 2 hours of this new Superman. It was a decent. He wasn't Christopher Reeve, but he was.
That's
okay,
way
Superman.
Back.
It's old school.
That's
man.
Way back.
2 hours of him getting the crap beat out of him. Who wants to see Superman get beat up for 2 hours? He's getting beat up by everybody. Plus, you have other superheroes in the movie. I didn't go there to see some guy named Mr. Terrific. I didn't go there to see the Green Lantern or some lady named Hawk something or other. I don't even know who she was. Okay, these other superheroes who he calls on. Who needs other superheroes? This is a Superman movie.
Yeah, you can tell Fran Sessa can give a take forever, bro. Fran Sessa,
he went
off
for like 3.5
anything.
Minutes on this.
It's like 8 minutes.
It's 8 minutes?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, his points were really valid. Like,
but Fran Sessa ain't the king of sports talk for nothing.
Yeah, I get it, but you could tell he's a little old school. First of all, he mentioned Christopher Reeves.
That was before even the Keaton one that
so
I talked about.
At that point, if you thinking you about to get a Christopher Reeves type of Superman, yeah, you in for a long one now.
You know what? It worked. I ain't watching it.
I haven't even
I'll wait.
I'm going to watch it, but I haven't even tapped into like reviews or anything. I've seen that there's buzz, but I have not actually seen the buzz.
Mm-hmm.
I am just amazed that Francesca was out here like this needs grade. Actually, I don't even think that's grade A. I might be doing too much, but at least this is grade B.
Yeah.
Francesca take for Superman dog. Like, I guess anything can get it when it's Mike Francesca.
Hey, it worked. I'm gonna wait. I'll wait for it to come out streaming.
And already we're getting two sides of all sorts of the Superman thing here on the text line. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to put eyes on this movie and get a feel for what it actually means. Although, to be fair, I might not be the judge that you want because I enjoy the superhero movies. I have been in on those. So,
yeah.
All right. Those are our lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. And if nothing else, I enjoy hearing Mike Francesa talk. Pure torture.
Torture.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, it's a little game that's about to come up here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610 as a legendary football player passed. I think I might have accidentally killed somebody. Let me roll that back. Apologies. The oldest living NFL player turns 93 years old today. He has not passed. And so Lopez actually wanted to run us through some of the great NFL players.
Physically unable to perform or still with us.
Yeah, are they still, quote, in the league? We will do that next.